Well, welcome everybody to a very special event. Before we begin, I want to acknowledge that we're on the traditional territory of the Shuggwapmek people, where they've been living for over 8,000 years. And in that time, I'm sure they gathered like we are today to discuss issues that are important to their community and their nation. Respect is the word of the day. I think politics and elections especially are challenging in that everybody has to choose a team. You have to vote for one party. And that might mean that you're voting differently than your friends or your teacher or even your parents. I myself have been voting differently from my parents for about 20 years. But the important thing is that we continue to have respectful conversations around the issues that matter. And so us in the gym today, we're going to show respect in three ways. The first way is with our ears. We're going to listen quietly and politely when somebody speaks. Then we're going to use our brain. And we're going to think about what they're saying and how that matches what we believe is important. And the third way is with our hands. We're going to applaud after each candidate speaks. Does that make sense? Yeah? Awesome. We have another special person here today, and it is our mayor. So please put your hands together for Mayor Alan Harrison.
I'd like to thank teachers and adults who are here because we needed you to be here to make this happen. Thank you very much for being here. And of course, to students, it's so great to have you here. You are part of this, a very important part. And the most important thing that you can do is make sure that the people beside you are able to pay attention. So if you think that you are seated in a place right now where you're going to disrupt someone beside you, please move now. Okay, great. So everybody's in a very comfortable spot, a focused spot. Fantastic. Well, I'd like to introduce in just a minute the candidates who are here today. And candidates, I think it says an awful lot about all four of you, that you are here 4 days before the election is going to be voted on, speaking to many non-voting age people. So that says a lot about you. And so thank you so much for being here and doing that for us. We really appreciate it. Can we give them all a hand for that? So students, so that you can give a name in your mind to the candidate, I'm just going to introduce the four candidates who are here. I'm going to do it alphabetically by their party name. They're just going to wave to start with. So, first of all, we have Mel Arnold from the Conservative Party. Let's welcome him. Cindy Dercas from the Liberal Party. Harwinder Sandhu from the New Democratic Party. And Kyle Delfing from the People's Party of Canada. Welcome to all four of you. So, what's going to happen first, in just a minute, each of the candidates is going to have a turn, 4 minutes, to speak to you about when they were your age, and as they grew up, how they came to be a person who's running for their party now. So I'm really interested in hearing that history. Candidates, I'm going to be seating in that chair, and after about 3 minutes and 50 seconds, I'll just give you a little wave, a little polite wave. We're not going to cut anybody off, just to say, hey, time's almost up, if you could summarize at that time. So candidates, when you speak, you are welcome to come up to the mic. I would suggest you do come to the podium so that you're the center of the attention. Okay, so please do have your seats. And this first part also will be done alphabetically by party, and then we'll reverse that order later. So, I'd like to call forward Mel Arnold from the Conservative Party first. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Mr. Stiles, for getting this all started and all the students and teachers that have decided to participate today. Because voting in Canada is a participation sport. You can choose to do that. And I'm glad that so many people choose to participate. A little bit about myself, they've asked us to provide a little bit. My family history here goes back over 100 years. I was born and raised in the area, went to school in the area. And I can remember being your age, going to, it was called junior high at that time, it wasn't middle school, but it was an hour-long bus ride in the morning and another hour-long bus ride in the afternoon. And it seemed to take forever, right? Just to get to school and back. But when they asked us to fit this into how it's affected us and where we've gotten to today, I learned patience from that. I learned that that was a valuable time to be with friends, to talk about what we've done through the day and what we're going to do with the rest of the day. Through my school years, I used to be absolutely frightened of public speaking, of getting up in front of a group and talking to especially a group of people that knew me. Because, my goodness, what if I made a mistake? But as I grew older, I got involved in 4-H, and public speaking was part of that, learning how to speak to a public group. To even a small group of 5 or 6 is sometimes more challenging than talking to a great big huge group like you have here today. Those were exciting parts to learn. I also want to talk a little bit about what I learned as a parent when our daughter was young. A little bit younger than you are, but not much. And we went to a parent-teacher meeting. And she was not necessarily struggling, but not necessarily doing as good as she possibly could. And we met with the teacher that night. And she was having a hard time figuring out why she had to learn certain things they were teaching. And I think the best thing that that teacher ever did to our daughter and to me and my wife as parents was explain to her that it's not what you're learning in school, it's how you're learning how to learn, how to do research, how to get a book from the library. Now you're doing it, you're going online to find out what it is you want to know. And I think I carried that with me from that day forward. It's not what you learn each day, but it's what you learn about learning to learn. It was a great change in our daughter. She saw that, okay, it wasn't necessarily what the lesson plan was for each day. Those are the types of activities, learning experience that I hope that you will all be able to take back from today and think about not just the election, but about the education process, about how it's about learning how to learn so that you can continue to learn, because I still continue to learn. I've been the Member of Parliament for the past 4 years, and I certainly didn't go into the role thinking that I knew everything there was to know about students, about this area, because every day I learn something new. I talk about learning, and it's like a 1,000-page book in front of you, that every page isn't a continuation of the story, it's a whole new story. So it's a great experience. You have incredible opportunities ahead of you here in Canada. I hope you continue to learn how to learn, and today will be part of it. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. I'll call forward Cindy as our second speaker.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who got this organized and to our mayor moderator. This is a fantastic time to talk about school and the importance of what you learn here. So I grew up in Salmon Arm. In fact, I live in the same house that I grew up in, right by the hospital. And I went to school. I started in Salmon Arm Elementary, went to Jackson, and graduated from the senior high school. There was an event when I was 11, and some of you in here will be, you know, close to that age, and I was, our family had a shoe store. It was right down, it was right downtown, right beside where the Shoe Shop Pie Company is, and the hotel that was across the street caught fire. It was a huge fire. The firemen were really worried that the entire town was going to burn. And I was down in the streets with my mom and dad, and we were pretty sure our shoe store would be okay because it's a cement block building right where Chicken Direct is. But it caught fire, and it went up, and our shoe store burned. And the embers weren't really cold, and the insurance company told my mom and dad they were not going to cover that insurance. And we then got a call from the bank, and they said, we're going to cut off your line of credit because you don't have a business anymore. And our family was in a panic because we used the money on the line of credit to go to Askew's Foods and buy food. So my parents consulted a lawyer in Vernon, Mr. Davidson, and all of a sudden things started to fall in place. The insurance company changed its mind. And I made up my 11-year-old mind that I was going to be a lawyer. I was going to practice law in a small town. I was going to stand up to bullies for all my life, and I was going to represent people and solve their problems. So off I went to UBC, and I got my law degree, and didn't even look to practice law anywhere else. I came back to Salmon Arm. So here I am. I've had a successful law practice, but why am I now standing here in front of you being a politician for the Liberal Party of Canada? Well, I've always been fascinated by politics, and by the middle of 2013, my husband Don and I were becoming concerned about the direction that the Conservative government was taking Canada. It was a lot different Canada than we knew, and we wanted to make sure that we could change the course of history. So you can do two things, and you'll find that even now. You can either sit back and complain, or you guys can get active and do something that you care about, that you're passionate about. And that's what we did. We joined the Liberal Party because it represents our family's interests of being diverse and inclusive, and helping people, not just about you getting ahead, but everybody moving ahead together so that we all live in a better country. That's the passion. So we didn't know anything about politics. We had a team, and we just got out there and ran like crazy in 2015. Didn't win, but came a second. There's nothing wrong with coming second, because what it does is it lets you take all your experience from coming second and put it to the next election so you can come first. So here I am running hard with a great team. We've got Dylan, our youth rep, and Janelle, one of our volunteers here. And we're doing our very best to take the Liberal voice to Canada. So I am thrilled that you've come out to listen. I'm looking forward to your questions. But I'm going to ask you one thing. Please, please, when you first have a chance to vote, go out and vote. It's fun, it's easy, it's painless, and you'll be a voter for the rest of your lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy. Carmen Bufalu, great to have you here.
Good morning, everyone. First, I would like to acknowledge that we are on the unceded and unsurrendered territory of Shrapnik people. And thank you for the volunteers, and it's fun because I have three kids, ages 17, 12, and almost 4 years old. So it's interacting with a group like you, it's full of curiosity, honesty. It's my favorite thing to do. I was born in a small village in India, northern India, Punjab, and my family was a farmer family. I grew up playing in the farms, even milking the cows, had bunny pets and pet dogs and deer. It was so much fun growing up in the farm. Then I went to public school, and I used to walk to the school. And I was a very shy, quiet girl. And public speaking was not something, you know, I still struggle with. And I used to get bullied. I remember kids wouldn't let me drink, the older kids wouldn't let me drink by surrounding the water fountain. And I was in grade four, I still remember all of many incidents that kids threw my shoes up on the roof, at the roof top where I couldn't reach, there was no staircase leading to that building. I came home crying, bare feet, and more I endured that, you know, it somehow, those things make you stronger. That I must admit, at that time, I never developed to stand up against bullies, But I was telling myself that do not let them stop you. Just keep on going. Keep on doing what you want to do. So eventually, then I went to a secondary school. Then I used to bike because it was a little bit far. And so after that, to finish my nursing and post-secondary education, I did move to a city where I lived on a campus. And that's where I did nursing. And I wanted to be a doctor to begin with, but in India, it's very, very competitive. And there are thousands of students writing for a few hundred seats to get in the medical entrance exam. So I decided to join the nursing, which I am so happy because now I get to spend 12 hours with the patient versus 2 minutes. And then I came to Canada in 2001 after marrying my first husband. He was Canadian. And I lost him to cancer a few years after our marriage. And then we lived in Terrace, BC. So I've been living in Canada for almost about 19 years now. So in 2012, I moved to Vernon with my two little daughters once my husband passed away. And then again, that was another time, same old shy, quiet girl had to build that strength to rebuild life for not just for myself, for my two little daughters. And I had to overcome many barriers that were created by extended family or whatever, story is long. And I think being a nurse, I'm always active. And I stood up with the NDP when I did the research, when I was able to vote. Tommy Douglas, I don't know how many of you heard, his legacy really struck with me. And what Tommy Douglas is the leader, NDP, who gave us universal health care, the free health care, universal health care. But they've been always advocating for people, and they always want to invest in people. They realize that wealthy and millionaires do not need more help. Otherwise, what happens when you support those millionaires, wealthy people, then poor people get poorer, richer getting richer. It's totally unfair. So as a result, I'm here fighting for post-secondary education. I just want to fight for all of you because I want my daughters and my three kids to have secure future with the bright hopes, not the uncertainty. So one last thing I'll say, you can do anything you want. Do not let anybody discourage you. And all of you are our future, and we want to invest in our future. And so you and your parents can thrive. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen. And I'd like to introduce Kyle Belton from the People's Party. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Kyle Delfink. I'm running as the People's Party of Canada. We are the newest party in Canada. I'm going to tell you a little about myself and how I got into politics. Originally, my family was in Germany. My grandfather grew up, he was about your age through most of World War II. So fortunately, he didn't have to participate. After, he came to Canada and he seen how Western democracy operated. He really grew an appreciation for it. And he taught me that we're all lucky as Canadians, that we live in a free and fair democracy where you can have your own opinion and not be scared to share it. So as he taught me about democracy at a young age, I got interested in it. And by the time I was 7 years old, I was participating in a classroom, which was it was our first computer class. And the first computer class had one computer. There was 30 students. So you really had to compete for that computer. What I did was join the school newspaper, and I ended up running the school newspaper for a few years in elementary, and that got me extremely interested in politics, policy, and everything around it. By the time I was in grade four, my teacher was telling my mom that I'm going to see this kid on TV one day. He's going to be a politician or a news reporter, but he's really interested in world events for a young fellow. So that's where my love for politics originates from, and I always followed it throughout my life, but I never got completely interested in until I got into my older years, 18, 19. I started running a ranch, and I started to become interested in politics because there were certain regulations and rules that curtailed my operations, so I had to work with that. And going further from there, when I moved to British Columbia, I opened up a business myself. And the first government that was governing Canada at the time I opened my business had good tax plans. It was easy for me to grow my business and hire new people and expand. But what ended up happening was a new government came in, and that government changed the way they tax Canadians, and that really woke me up. And I started paying attention to both governments, the opposition and the ruling government. And I seen that neither of them had a plan for Canadians like me, or at least not one that I liked. And unfortunately, in the time of this government, there was a leadership race with one of the parties. And in that leadership race, our leader, Maxime Bernier, he won 12 out of 13 races. He lost the 13th race by 0.05%. Not much, not even a percentage. So 50% of that party was interested in this man and his leadership. 50% wasn't. That 50% that was interested followed Max. What Max did, he tried to work with the new leadership. He was fair because this is a democratic nation, but he wasn't able to get a lot of his ideas across, at least that's what he felt. So he felt after consultation with a few of his friends and people around Canada that he would open a brand new party, and that's what we are, the People's Party of Canada. Now I was excited because I travel Canada quite often for business, and at the time that this party opened, I was actually in Ottawa a few days later, which gave me an opportunity to walk around Ottawa, albeit it was 3 o'clock in the morning because we just finished a meeting at midnight, but I still walked around. I got to think to myself, do I want to get into politics? I've been interested in it my entire life. Do I really want to do this? And it was weird because just at that moment, my fiance phoned me, and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm actually riding a rental bike down the Rideau Canal behind Parliament Hill. And she goes, oh, you're checking out the new office. She's been with me for 10 years. And one thing I used to say was, if I'm ever a man of power or money, I'm going to start a brand new political party. I'm going to call it the People's Party of Canada. I've been saying that for a decade or more. You can ask my family. It's just an amazing opportunity that this happened. So I decided over the course of my travels, I would join the People's Party of Canada. And that's what I've done. And it's brought me to where I am today. I had to have a small little race in the spring between me and a colleague to see which one of our colleagues would be chosen. I was chosen amongst our group, and I got to run. So it's been extremely interesting. It's brand new. We don't have the presence that the traditional parties have, so I've had to set up everything from the get-go. I've had to knock on random doors, and I get to talk to a lot of people. It's extremely encouraging to see that people are aware about us, and people are participating more in democracy this year. I would like to say thank you very much for having me here. My name is Kyle Delfing, and enjoy your forum. Thank you.